This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, we bring things to the table, the we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to start off on something that might be a little controversial. Only because there are a lot of people that think that this particular individual is like the world's greatest libertarian because he's like a multi-bazillionaire and he owns this company and he makes a lot of money and
it's almost,
know, he said a libertarian thing that one time.
It's almost deification. It literally is putting this guy almost on a godlike pedestal.
I would agree to some extent. And there are several people that, you know, the description that I just gave, I would say there are several people that could describe. We are not talking about Peter Thiel. We will, however, be talking about Elon Musk.
Yes, Elon.
And apparently, there's a claim that Tesla actually does not make any money.
Well, that's more than a claim. It's actual fact, and we're going to get into that story. This comes to us from Zero Hedge. Elon Musk bills Tesla as the pinnacle of lean manufacturing. Just search for pictures of Tesla's manufacturing plant, and you'll undoubtedly be served up futuristic-looking images like the one below depicting hundreds of red robots building vehicles without a single employee in sight.
Hold on. That is not true. I do see an employee in this photo.
the guy driving the
forklift. Yeah,
I do see that too.
And let me describe the picture.
Please.
For those people listening at home or on the road, wherever they may be. It's a picture of an assembly line. And all of the workers, and I'm using air quotes around that are working on the assembly line are robots. It's, you know, just this line of cars, probably half a dozen or so is what you can see in the picture.
Yeah.
And on each side of the car is a red little mechanical robot thing. And then off to the side, on the left-hand side, you do see a forklift with a forklift operator. That is the only human that I can identify in this photo.
Yeah, and I think the purpose of this introduction is sort of that mythical belief that, you know, Elon Musk has developed manufacturing, has improved manufacturing to a point where, you know, we can do this stuff more efficiently than anyone else.
Right. And, you know, there's not necessarily anything wrong with being efficient. There's not necessarily anything wrong with finding ways to make more product using fewer resources.
No, I applaud that. Mm-hmm. Heck, that's what I do in my small business. That's, yeah, and it's what everybody does.
To mm-hmm. some extent, Henry Ford sort of created this process.
Sure.
The assembly line.
Yep. Yeah, he
revolutionized manufacturing.
You know, I don't know if he created the assembly line, but he certainly, you know, wound up making it sort of the norm for automobile creations.
Right. And he did that through demonstration. He didn't do that through regulation or anything else. You know what I mean? He saw a process, which I think had been used to some extent.
I don't think regulation has ever led to innovation. I'll put it that way. Oh. I think innovation is thinking outside the box, right? So there's no limits. There's no restrictions. Like, you're doing what nobody's done before. So if you regulate something, that's based on, you know, what's been previously done. So you can't really expand when you regulate.
Well, to a degree, I will say there is a case to be made for improvements being revolutionary and improvements to processes that have been around for a long time being innovative. And oftentimes that's what it is. I often look at the paperclip, the guy who got the, I'm going to get the numbers wrong. Somebody please correct me. Somebody please Google this. But the patent, when the guy who invented the paperclip sold, he sold it for like, you know, $40,000 or something like that.
Okay.
And then
the paperclip was not invented because of a regulation to where the federal government said you were no longer allowed to use staples.
Oh, I'm not going there. But what I am saying is there was another patent. Have you ever noticed that some staples have little serrations on it that hold the paper better? They have those little grooves in them.
Maybe, yeah.
I never looked that closely
at a
staple.
If you look at a paperclip, some of them are completely smooth and some of them have little lines.
I do know what you're talking about.
You said staple initially.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, paperclips. Yeah. But the maybe it's an urban myth, I don't know, but allegedly that patent sold for millions of dollars because it was such a great innovation. So regulation never leads to innovation, but innovation can improve upon, it can either be something completely new or can be an improvement on a current process or product. Yeah.
Certainly. And we'll get back into this article in just a moment. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's first go to Skype, where we've got Daniel calling in. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. I'm engineer Daniel Alexander. I'm a computer engineer. Indeed, I have a bachelor in computer systems and networks. And my main concern right now is download.com, which is owned by CBS. But also, we at Apache Foundation, which is the main two dudes of Apache Foundation is, of course, Richard Stallman, which dispense any commentary.
So what are the concerns about the website download.com?
The first dude that made me aware of the huge problem that it constitutes, there are actually 12 or 14 websites pretty much like download.com, but the first dude that made me aware was Steve Gibson from Security Now. He works for Tweet TV with Leo Laporte. The problem is that you can basically inject code with the power that money allows you to corrupt. Basically, when you install any software from download.com, any software, and if you work, you will probably have to at some point during the day to install a little app from download.com. If you work, you are basically selling your body and your soul to an email that you have no idea who is owning, and it literally can, with a piece of code, with injecting a piece of code, it can literally do something like this. As you hang up your Skype call, you are connected to the internet because you cannot make Skype calls without being connected to the internet. As you hang up, in between calls, everything that you strike, every keystroke on your keyboard, even when you are offline, is stored somewhere in a file, in a cache of the computer. And when you hang up your call, screenshots taken every 10 minutes of what is on your computer and every keystroke on your, unless you have the best anti-keylogger in the world, which, by the way, is the name of the character of Matrix Neo. That is loved by Yuri Geller. He loves the Matrix and now the Ken Reeves.
Chris, you're a bit of a computer guy. Do you know anything about this vulnerability in Skype that logs everything you do?
It wouldn't surprise me because Microsoft bought Skype and Microsoft owns it. But it sounds like what you're saying is that this is something that's being injected. Should you download it from download.com?
If you install any software from download.com or from this file IPO, and that's a few 12 or 14 that look very much like download.com, you are just selling your body and your soul to an email that you have no idea who owns. It's like Rihanna doesn't own the domain Rihanna.com because she's very intelligent. She doesn't know who owns it, and she's not willing to pay $3 million or $4 or $5 million to someone that she doesn't know. He may be willing to do the next casino online, or he may be doing something.
So that sounds like a domain squatting problem.
We are geeks from Apache Foundation. Ragix from Apache Foundation. We want to make Microsoft Free Software Foundation part of the Apache Foundation with the licenses issued by Richard Stallman, which is the only guy we trust on Earth.
Daniel, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. You want to buy some Bitcoin? Well, it's on sale right now, and Bitcoin.com can tell you where to buy. You want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games using Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. We're talking about, or rather we began the show talking about Elon Musk. And I think, Chris, you're the one that said there's a lot of people that sort of deify the man as some sort of libertarian deity because he said a few libertarian things at one time.
But what's interesting is I think Elon Musk gets deified by sort of all political corners. So I can, you look at the left. The left deifies him because
he makes electric cars.
He does. He's promoting green energy. And the right will deify him because, look, he's privatizing space. I mean, that's good. We get some of these things out of the hands of big government and we put it in hands of the private.
He wants to go to Mars.
Right. And then you have libertarians. It's like, okay, great. We can finally colonize Mars and make it a libertarian paradise. We can finally get out of Somalia.
When I went to the Free Your Mind conference in Philadelphia, there were some people there talking about like colonies on Mars and stuff. And, but they weren't just talking about colonies on Mars. They were talking about all kinds of crazy stuff about like reptilian people and like this.
Are the reptiles currently on Mars?
No, they're here apparently, and they like shapeshift and they're like walking amongst us. And like, I don't know, somebody thought Hillary Clinton was one of them, and I'm like, dude, have I been living under a rock? Because I'm not connecting any of the dots at this convention.
Yeah, that's a deeper level of conspiracy theory than I usually get into. But I'm familiar with the whole the grays and the reptilians and everything else. I don't know what you call Elon. What I call him is a crony capitalist, and that makes me unpopular.
He's definitely a cronyist because, you know, a lot of the things that he does would not be profitable absent all kinds of government incentives and tax breaks.
I might consider moving to Mars if the like property taxes were low.
That's a good point. But back to Elon, and we just basically described this photo that they lead off the story with of this vast factory filled with robots and only one human that Daryl and I could find in sight, guy driving a forklift.
Yep. But this, again, the photo was described as being the pinnacle of lean manufacturing.
Correct.
The pinnacle of what?
Lean manufacturing.
Right. Few people. But if Tesla is truly the lean manufacturing powerhouse that it purports itself to be, then we do wonder why it continues to burn through $600 million of cash every single quarter, or roughly $30,000 for every car that it sells.
So let's just break that $600 million every quarter down. A quarter is 3 months.
Yep.
Which means they are spending $200 million per month.
Over. Well, yeah, no, you are correct.
So you're saying Tesla spends $30,000 for every car that it sells?
It's burning through that much cash.
Oh, wait, so they're
losing. Then how are they profiting?
They are losing.
So this is not just their expenditures. This is their deficit.
This is the deficit. And that's correct. How can they do this, Heather, if they're not profitable?
Have they filed bankruptcy?
No. Why would they have to? Because they're spending more money than they're taking in? You forget that Elon Musk, to date, and this is a ballpark figure, has received somewhere around $4.9 billion, billion with a B,
yes,
dollars from all you taxpayers that are listening right now. $4.9 billion has flown from Washington to Elon Musk's secret volcano lair, wherever that happens to be, and it's used to prop up these industries, these companies that are not profitable. So I'm going to continue with the article because we'll get into this a little bit. And I'm trying to find my page. We got a big skip here.
His net worth was like $17.6 billion or something like that.
Absolutely. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you see these, businessmen with these huge net worths, you have to remember very little of that is liquid.
Yes. And
meaning stock valuation.
There's also
assets.
Human capital in that, too.
Well, no, it's specifically in Elon's case, it's stock. And we're going to talk about that in this article because it plays right into that.
Stock, and then, again, assets. So he's got these houses, he's got this private jet, he's got these spaceships.
True. Which probably belong to the companies, but it's a stock that's a big
spaceship.
Thing. Perhaps this anomaly has something to do with the one fact that, as Automotive News points out, Tesla's real capacity problem has nothing to do with the size of their manufacturing facility, but rather the staggering number of people they're using to build their cars.
Hold on. The staggering number of people. There's one person in this photo.
In that stock photo put out by Tesla, which they love to put out there. They love to show this picture.
Let's think about this for a second.
No, I'm going to get into the specifics of this, Daryl. We'll talk about it. Let me throw some numbers out there, and then we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah.
The 5.3 million square feet of manufacturing space that Tesla now occupies started off as a joint operation between General Motors and Toyota, which began in 1984 and was intended to help the Japanese automaker learn about doing business in America and teach GM the principles of lean manufacturing. 20 years ago, the plant pumped out over 350,000 new cars every year, or roughly 74 vehicles per worker. Meanwhile, Tesla, the, quote, pinnacle, unquote, of lean manufacturing, with a 20-year technology advantage, somehow only manages to build somewhere between 8 to 14 cars per employee.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait just one cotton-picking second. I'm looking at this picture, and there ain't a whole lot of people. Now, granted, they have to have people that, know how to fix the robot should the robot wind up, breaking down. But that number of one car, or rather 8 to 14 cars per employee, sounds like a number that you would expect from Rolls Royce, to where these things are painstakingly hand-built by, the finest employees, or, the number of watches that come out by Rolex, where, they take, what is it, like 14 virgins, 72 years to put one of these things together.
Something crazy like that, but we'll get into a little bit more detail, and it kind of becomes apparent.
8 to 14 cars per employee, that doesn't sound lean at all. What do you think? 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Elon Musk, the supposed pinnacle of lean manufacturing, who somehow manages to only build between 8 to 14 cars per employee. Is that per year?
Per year.
Per year.
Compared to?
Compared to?
General Motors and Toyota, when they were working together, they were doing about 74 vehicles per worker in the same plant.
In the same plant that later in the article it refers to as NUMMI. That's the New United Motors Manufacturing Incorporated. NUMMI.
So back to the story. It's because of this. It's because in this temple of lean manufacturing, Tesla uses far more workers than NUMMI employed to build far fewer cars.
What?
This is the opposite of lean. If you're scratching your head, it's because what everybody describes as lean manufacturing and how Elon is the one who's brought it to our times and rained manna from heaven. It's because it's a crock. It's because people buy into the Elon hype.
Right, and let's get into, there's actually some numbers here. So instead of just us, you know, like saying, he has more employees, how many more employees?
In 1985, the first full year of production, NUMMI, this is the old, this is General Motors
and Toyota.
Yep. Had 2,470 employees and produced 64,764 vehicles, about 26 vehicles per worker per year. By 1997, it had 4,844 workers and it produced 357,809 vehicles, about 74 vehicles per worker per year. So it's getting better.
This they almost doubled the number of employees.
Yep.
And they wound up almost tripling the number of vehicles.
Yeah. 64,357. Even more than that.
What year was
well,
that?
Well, no, I'm looking at the 26 vehicles per employee
year. That's correct.
To 74 vehicles per employee per year. That's almost triple.
Yep. And what was the number of years difference between those two?
This was
12 years.
Yeah.
1985 to 1997.
Yep. Okay. Tesla, on the other hand, had between 6,000 and 10,000 workers in 2016 and manufactured 83,922 vehicles.
Which is slightly over the number of vehicles produced by GM and Toyota in 1985, and somewhere between 2.5 to 4 times the number of employees.
Exactly. That puts its vehicle per worker number between 8 and 14, about 1/7 the efficiency of NUMMI at its peak. In other words, General Motors working with Toyota in the same plant making cars, the same product, was somewhere around 7 times more efficient than Elon Musk and Tesla Motors.
Yes.
So who's claiming Elon Musk or whatever is lean?
I think we'll...
I believe that's Elon Musk that claims that Elon Musk runs a lean manufacturing plant. And again, looking at this photo that, you know, Elon Musk Enterprises wants you to see...
Sure.
There's only one employee.
It's amazing. Of course, given Elon Musk intends to go from manufacturing 100,000 cars a year to 500,000 cars a year with the launch of the Model 3, one has to wonder whether or not that is actually possible. So here's the issue. Elon has made all sorts of promises, and he's been, I think, teasing this Model 3 for years.
Yep.
This has been something that's been talked about, and when we come out, you know, we're going to roll out with all our full strength and everything that we've learned about smarter, faster, better manufacturing.
I do remember reading something a couple months ago, I think it was, where he was saying that the Model 3 was definitely coming out sometime this year.
Yeah, but the question remains is, this article points out, is that even possible? Can you go in this plant where you have an efficiency of, what, 7 to 14 cars, 8 to 14 cars per employee, can you scale from less than 100,000 cars to the 500,000 cars per year that he claims?
Probably not, and
we'll
continue in just a moment to the phones. We've got Mark calling in from Milwaukee, listening to 1510. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Mark, going once.
Oh.
Yes.
There you are.
You're on. Go ahead with your thoughts. I don't know if you're trying to listen to us on the radio and talk to us through the phone. If that's what you're doing, turn off the radio because there's a delay. I will put you on hold. We'll go back to you in just a moment.
Yeah, to get back to this, and we talked about, of course, given that Musk intends to go from 100,000 to 500,000 with the launch of the Model 3, one has to wonder whether that's actually possible. The Fremont factory assembles the Model S sedan, Model X crossover, and the soon-to-launch Model 3. Musk said in an upcoming Model Y will be built in a separate factory. In Tesla's fourth quarter earnings call in February, that was only a few months ago, Musk said that once the Model 3 launches, he plans to begin producing 5,000 vehicles per week in the fourth quarter and ramp up to 10,000 vehicles per week in 2018.
And again, they're only right now producing 83,000, almost 84,000 per year. So, yeah, this is going to be quite a jump.
Right. Going, quote, going from 10,000 to 100,000 to 500,000 units is a huge leap for any company, unquote, said Sam Fiorani, vice president of global vehicle forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions. Quote, for them to build 500,000 units next year, it would be an amazing ramp up for what is still a startup company. There's all kinds of red flags. But as we pointed out earlier this month, when Tesla's market cap surpassed that of BMW, Ford, and GM, the market doesn't seem to care much about Tesla's manufacturing inefficiencies and will undoubtedly underwrite however many billions of dollars are needed to build additional manufacturing capacity.
And this market cap is based on stock price, which is based largely on speculation.
Sure. So you take the stock price times the number of shares of stock outstanding, and that's your market cap.
You know what would be like the most efficient, though?
What's that?
People just like order a car and then have it built. That way you're not building a bunch of cars that may or may not get purchased. You know what I mean? Like, why don't they just have a lot?
Saturn used to do that.
Yeah. There's
arguments for and against.
Yeah.
I mean, some people want the convenience. It's like going into a store and ordering a soda, you know, or getting a soda and having it right there. And some people want to be able to walk to a dealership, buy a car, and drive off.
But. Right. And we don't do that. We kind of go the other way. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen the pictures, like Google Earth pictures, of all these vast parking lots and old airports filled with brand new cars that never sell.
What?
Yes, they just sit there and they sit there and rust until they decide to scrap them. That's it.
Yeah,
there's. I can't remember. I think it was like a car for like every human on the planet.
Yeah, there's some huge amount, and I've seen these pictures. But again, where they say here about the market cap, it's all based on, or not all, but it is largely based on speculation. It is not based on profit. It is not based on number of units sold. It's not based on number of units produced. It's based on speculation.
But what helps that valuation, in my mind, is the market's knowledge that, you know what? Tesla's kind of, you could almost use the phrase, too big to fail. Do you think the feds, who have already poured $4.7 billion into Elon Musk's company, would actually let Tesla go down? Do you think they'd stand up there and underwrite some, you know, on behalf of the taxpayers, some huge loans?
That $4.7 billion, is that what was given just to Tesla, or does that count the other Elon Musk ventures? We'll discuss it, and your calls are welcome. 855-450-TRUCK.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about an industry that is kind of messed up, specifically the auto industry. But you know what else is messed up? Healthcare. We actually need to have a healthcare system that focuses on health instead of this messed up thing that we have. Sure, health insurance will pay for treating sickness, but you get nothing for actually being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize you to be sick instead of being healthy? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no-charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctor is doing. Wouldn't it be great if you could have a medical information card that you could give to your doctors, to EMS, to first responders, to an emergency room, or any other medical professional? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
So I guess we're just going to continue on with this theme of crony capitalism and how do we...
Yeah, so we started off talking about the supposed pinnacle of lean manufacturing, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, who the market is now valuating his company at $800,000 per vehicle built compared to like $25,000 per vehicle built for like BMW.
And how much do they wind up selling one of these Tesla cars at?
I think they're like
about 70,000.
Yeah, I was going to say
high end.
I think the low end. God, somebody call in and tell us what it is. It's somewhere around. I think it's like the $40,000 to $120,000 range.
Right. So, basically, the company is valued at about 10 times what they sell a vehicle for.
Right. But not every other car company has the strength, power, and credit of the U.S. government behind them. which Elon Musk's
hold
company
on, hold
do
on.
Have.
Government Motors most certainly has the GM full faith and credit of the United
does.
States military behind it.
And the tax. Well, the taxpayers. I mean, we all own a part of that.
Yeah, but did you say there was a company that was doing it, like being efficient in the sense that they were taking orders for cars so that they were
used to do that?
Yeah, what you're talking about is just-in-time manufacturing or just-in-time supply lines. And the idea is that, look, if we can assemble one of these so efficiently and quickly, you give us an order for what you want, and bing, bang, boom, our robots go in, build it exactly that way. And mm-hmm. I think most manufacturers have some program to do that. The problem is it's still not as efficient as
correct.
Assembly line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to pay a premium,
right? And,
you know,
if you want to get a
you think it would end up being
made...
more cost efficient to do it that way than to manufacture all the other cars and then throw them away because you're paying for all the metal, all the rubber, all the things that go into making the car, all the little electrical stuff that's in the dashboard.
Oh, believe me, yeah, the costs that go into a car are extraordinary. But
let's look at this a slightly different way.
Yeah.
If you go to IKEA or Walmart or Target and you buy some off-the-shelf sofa or bed or whatever, then you have it right now, you take it home and whatever. Or you could spend a lot more money and go get a finely handcrafted same piece of furniture built by an Amish guy while you wait. And, you're going to pay more for that customization.
Sure.
And you want a custom-built BMW? Call up the BMW company, and they'll say, yep, we can make whatever you want.
Yeah.
And here's how much it's going to cost to be customized to your specifications.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about just, customizing where you can, have whatever you want on the car or whatever. I'm
you're
saying, like, going online, like... pick a color. This is the car I want. Boom.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get 1,000 people that pick the blue car of this make and model, then they can manufacture 1,000 of them in the month of October. And then, not have any.
Yeah. I see what you're getting at. It's just that I would say our technology probably isn't there yet where we can efficiently, because if we have online
shopping, what's the difference?
I agree.
Well, the difference is when you go to jcpenney.com and you order a dress, they already have that dress in stock. They're not making the dress when you click order.
They're not sending an order to Bangladesh saying, crank us out one of these.
Right. Little Caesars. You walk in, they've got pizzas ready for you to take out. You go to Domino's, you've got to wait 15 minutes.
Right. So it
you're going to pay more at Domino's.
But I think
better pizza though, Darryl.
Papa John's.
I think what Heather's
better ingredients.
I think what Heather's describing is where manufacturing does want to go. Of course they want to go to this point where they've efficiently purchased all the raw materials for whatever they're making.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get an order in, they are going to put it together for you and deliver it very, very quickly. Because what that will do is reduce the amount of waste that they have. It'll eliminate things that they do. It's just that right now, the market is sort of imperfect. It's like when GM comes out with a new car, they have a good feeling based on, focus groups and industry studies on whether it's going to sell or not. But they really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Take a look at the Aztec who created that abomination. Was that Buick?
I forget, but I remember the thing.
Yeah.
I actually liked the way that thing looked.
Oh, well, there we go. Here would have been the one buyer of the
Aztec.
I
never bought one.
Yeah, I know. A few people
because
did.
It was outside of my price range, but I liked the concept of the vehicle.
Yeah. But that's the thing. The market can be fickle. They can change their minds. And if manufacturers could get to a just-in-time or an instantaneous, almost like a replicator kind of manufacturing,
right,
it would be wonderful. I just think we're waiting on technology to get us there, and it's not going to be that much longer.
Right. And I will say, before we go back to the phones, the book publishing industry has gotten there.
That's a good example.
Yep. But again... You still have people that will buy a bunch of books so that, you go to a show, a fair, instead of telling people, oh, yeah, go to the website and place the order. No,
right.
People still want the thing right now.
Yeah, and then, you don't want to miss that sale.
Even with vehicles, there's times where, somebody might unexpectedly find themselves in the market for a car. and they don't have 6 to 8 weeks to wait on a custom car to come to them from the manufacturer. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Mark calling in. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Today I wanted to talk about Illinois. Apparently they sent a dear contractor letter saying that they're going to halt all road work on July 1st because they can't afford to pay the bills. And so basically the only thing that they're going to be doing maintenance on in Illinois following July 1st is work on, like, traffic lights and, I guess, like, absolutely essential repairs.
Wow.
And, on top of that, five Illinois university or Illinois universities, Moody just downgraded 7 of them, and 5 of them are in junk status.
Hey, can I add one more thing to your list about Illinois because I read this headline today? I almost brought it in.
They've got a governor's wing of their state prison?
No. Mega Millions and Powerball are about ready to ditch Illinois because the state is in such questionable...
I thought both of those things were, like, headquartered in Illinois.
I don't know where they're headquartered, but I do know that they're basically staying. If the state can't pass a budget agreement, they're going to drop the games being sold in those state. So go ahead with your call. Continue, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my next thing was going to be talking about the Powerball. Yeah, basically the idea is that Illinois hasn't actually passed a budget in years. And so because
neither has the federal government.
Yeah, I know. No kidding, right? Well, the difference is...
Obama got his political career started in Illinois.
Is that unlike the federal government, the state, I think, are mandated by some kind of law saying that they can't go into debt. And so they can only spend the money that they have. Like, if only that would apply to the federal government. But
I know Texas has something like that, but they've got a huge amount of debt because they just sell bonds, and somehow that's not going into debt in accordance with whatever's in their constitution.
Yeah, it's a debt by other name.
Yes.
Pretty much.
All right. That's really all that I want to talk about.
All right, Mark, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. Since he did mention the Powerball, I've got a story pulled up from WGN where they say that, the state lottery that oversees Powerball and Mega Millions will dump Illinois by the end of the month if the state does not pass a budget. We might delve into this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Plus, what's going on with the hotels and Airbnb? This is Free Talk Live.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.